8:23, ruined its for breakfast, all thanks to the Hospital Research Home Lottery. Roo, reading yesterday in the press right around the country, Pauline Hanson, who we speak to from time to time, has got some interesting views on if her party was to take over, and they are gaining momentum. If she was to be PM one day, she's got some interesting policies she wants to introduce, so I thought we'd get her on. Pauline Hanson, good morning.
Good morning. Is that it?
Yes, it is.
I did.
How are you going? Yeah, good. Now, there's all different ones that we could cover off on. First of all, I guess one of the most interesting ones was about your prenup idea, where you've said suggested that every single couple in the country that gets married should have a prenup. You believe there's pressure on the courts at the moment. Is that correct?
Oh, definitely. I've actually been speaking to a judge with relation to this and fully supports it. He said the pressure on the courts and people who break up from relationships, they don't even have to be married, even in de facto relationships. He said the time and also the money involved in this. So he said, you know, couples that come in, they've got a couple of properties. By the time they go through the procedures and the cost, you know, solicitors are just ripping them off. Well, you know, it's a job. Okay, so they're getting a lot of money out of it. And he said, if you had a prenup, a compulsory prenup arrangement, so that you can say, okay, this is yours. And my view is, if you own a house before you get married, that's your home. If you build something together in your relationship, well, then fine, split that. But, you know, I think there's too many people out there, whether male or female, gold diggers. They see someone with assets and that. And it's true. It happens. And they just say, all right, I'm going to be there in this relationship for, you know, a 6 months or a year or whatever. And I hear it all the time. People are losing their assets and it's wrong.
Well, and it's mentally fatiguing. We've got examples of friends who have gone through it and it just drags on for years and the only winners are the lawyers. So I agree with you on that one. That could definitely work. What about your idea? No GST, but was it everyone?
2% flat
everyone
rate.
Pay 2% on that? How did that work?
Well, we're actually looking at this. I brought it out in 1998 in the election at that time. Now, quite interesting, since then, there was an interview between another radio station, Alan Jones, and a senator from New Mexico. The governor of New Mexico is looking at this scheme, and he was saying, speaking very highly of it, they're actually doing their costings on it and see if it will work. It's basically a 2% flat tax. Like we have the GST, but no one will be able to claim it back. So it gets rid of all your income tax, your stamp duty, land taxes, all your other taxes gone. So right across the board, everything is 2% on it. This
2% on top of what you already pay, do you mean, on your income tax?
No, there's no income tax. That is your 2%. So everyone that pays it, all these multinational companies, everyone in Australia. Now, case in point, Origin Energy has a turnover of $12.6 billion, never paid 1 cent of tax.
Where's that? Who owns that? What is it, an overseas company, Origin?
No, actually, I need to further investigate that. And I know this other company here, that Chinese company wants to buy out Rio Tinto. They actually looked at their subsidiary companies. They don't pay tax in Australia. You look at IKEA, $1 billion turnover, $30 million tax. You've got Apple, they're investigating. All these multinational companies don't pay their tax in Australia. It will rein them in. It will rein in big companies, big businesses that write off their taxes and actually have transfer pricing. So this is a big deal in Australia. I don't believe in increasing your GST, which the government's hinting at, to increase it 15%.
Mm.
The only people that will hit is middle income earners, people who pay, you know, are paying for the extra tax, and they're getting nothing back out of it. We are one of the highest tax countries in the world. We need a new taxation system.
Mm.
But look, guys, I'm just throwing this out there. We need to debate these issues. Let's have a look at costings. Let's look at the turnover. And we have to get it right, because then we will have the money to pay for new infrastructure, roads, hospitals, schools, all this. We're hitting $500 billion that we owe. Federally, we can't keep going the way that we're going. The system we have is broken and it's not working.
You make some good points. Pauline, just finally, you've said where you didn't get into politics to sit on a backbench and just waste your time there for the rest of your days. How realistic is it for One Nation to one day be one of the major parties? And when I say, I'm not saying you're not a major party, but you know what I mean, the Labor versus Liberal. How realistic is it?
I think, look, in time... I've got into this, and yes, I started a political party. And why you do that is that you can eventually then build on it. Like the Liberal Party did. The National Party started. The Greens started that way. And the whole fact is, if you build strong foundations and you build from there, it's like anything, you know, you're in a business, whatever you do, build the strong foundations. If I can prove to the people that One Nation is truly there to represent them, the people want change. They're sick of what we've had with the Liberal, the Labor, the Nationals and the Greens. And the whole fact is they've treated us like we've taken us for granted and they've treated us like mushrooms. If we want this country to prosper again, we have to have new ideas, new vision, new leadership, and someone who's prepared to do things. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be me, but this is the foundations I'm building. So hopefully in time, either the political parties change their attitudes towards the voters, otherwise the voters will be turning to someone else to vote for. Mm. And that's what I'm trying to do. Put pressure on them. You will only get good government if you've got good opposition, and we don't have that.
All right, Pauline, I admire you for always getting out there and having a crack and having a go, and thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
There
always
you go.
A pleasure.
Pauline Hanson. And Ruth, look, as we say, don't always agree with everything she says, but that's all politicians.
Yeah, but she's
thought-provoking.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that have had messy divorce. I haven't heard of too many of... actually gone through it pretty quickly. So that whole family law area definitely needs tidying up.
Nah. Well, you and I were talking earlier this morning. I mean, we know someone who can't afford it, but right now has paid $10,000 in legal fees and is no closer to being divorced.
2 years down the track.
Yeah.
Messy.
And they're the sorts of stories,
the courts, exactly
the stories
what
we don't like.
About.
Yeah.
Yep.